The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's wacky, wonderful, what's going to happen on the show today, Wednesday. As we challenge one another to be more like Jesus and less like the world, just as our Lord asked us to do. First up, tough theology means theology that doesn't make us feel all gooey inside and doesn't always make us smile. Uh-oh, that's what I'm opening with? Wowzer. Next, we examine Jonah and his baditude of an attitude which makes God satitude. How's that, huh? Not bad. And finally, do you know any drama kings or any drama queens? The word teaches us that that stems from selfishness, and that's not good.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Three good ideas. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities. No bizarre dangers in the last 24 hours. I just want to say thank you, Jesus. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? You can text us at 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483 for a text or for a phone call. You can call 972-445-0770. Praise reports, prayer requests, pop questions, the best we can do, the best we can do. Here is our first trivia question. Ready? What object was featured in Jacob's dream at Bethel? There was a very important object that was featured in that dream. If you think and know the answer, you're welcome to text it in. I know it's kind of like a weird way to say it, but it's just the best way to say it. Very simple, very simplistic, very straightforward. Jacob had a dream. What was that key object in that dream? I will tell you, they did make a movie with that title. It's kind of funny. Just keep in mind, any topic's open for conversation, primarily because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. So there's a couple things I need to talk about, a couple things I need to lead with, a couple things I need to get into. We're going to do a sad, not a sad theology, but a tough theology. Some people won't like it. I love you anyway. Keep in mind, you never, there's nobody that listens to this show ever, myself included, that has to agree with everything I say all the time. In other words, I'm not looking for people to listen and go, well, that's exactly right. Well, that's exactly right. If I met myself 20 years ago, I'd slap myself. That's what I said. And I think most of us would go, oh, yeah, that's true. That's a for sure. So I just want you to be aware of that. So things that I share are, you know, a lot of them are personal. A lot of them are, you know, kind of interesting. I hope they're encouraging you in the faith. My only goal for He Must Increase Ministry is just exactly the name. He Must Increase. I mean, that's it. I don't care if it's 1 millimeter. I don't care if it's 1 centimeter. Just a little bit more of the Lord than before. That's all we're looking for. Two things I do want to let you know. A couple things I want to let you know. Don't forget, tomorrow is our last day for Ephesians. So we'll be ending, finalizing our expository there. And we will be stepping into Philippians. Number two, I have some speaking information. I'm going to be speaking August 2nd. It is on our website. I did post it on Facebook today, but it's on our website with a link to the church and directions and so on and so forth. That will also be on YouTube and on Facebook. I think they're streaming other stuff, so I need to double check, but I'm pretty sure. Number three, up and coming, we are doing a show on, half a show on judging, going a little bit more in depth on judging, also on miracles and a few other things that we're going to get involved with. Number four, I just want to say something for those of us, and I know this is kind of a personal but also a projective note to everybody. I am a father of three, a grandfather of six. So three and six make nine. Last time I mentioned, is that about right, T? Is that three, six, nine? Is that good? Right? Okay.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay, that sounds right. All right. So out of those nine, I want you to think about Jesus, and he had the 12, right? There were some really forward disciples and backward disciples. There were kids that part of the disciples did really good. One of them did really, really bad, as we all know. I just want to say this so that you have a sense of peace of mind. I have three children, six grandchildren. Of my three children, one is in ministry, one is a faithful follower, and one is somebody that I'd like to slap every time I see him, which tells you everything you want to know. Bottom line is this. You, as a Christian, as an individual, I'm going to really just make this super simple. Do you have wayward kids? Welcome to God's club. Okay? Because God has wayward kids. And no matter what he does, no matter what he says or how he tries to reach them, there are moments where the Lord's like, I send you a prophet, I give you this, I show you a miracle, I do this, I speak here, I show you this. I was like, it's just part of it, so you can just identify with God. There's that much more about your own quote-unquote creation going, what? That just helps you understand, okay? Last thing I want to say, and then we'll get into the teach. We'll do the history stuff next segment. The last thing I want to say, which I think is really funny, is I have a terrible tendency. I got to confess my sins before you right now. If something goes wrong electronically, do you ever have something go wrong electronically? I mean, you ever had like
All the time.
I mean, I'm not the only one, right? So I get mad enough where it becomes that one moment, like when I spilled the wine, not the wine, the crystal light, the red crystal light on the white carpet. I get so mad, I start blaming anything and everything. So I had an electronic problem yesterday, and I was so mad, I had to repent. I said, okay, if this is some kind of warfare between heaven and hell, can you guys just take it outside? Because I'm busy. No arrogance there, right? It had nothing to do with my electronics. It was the internet company. You see? Okay. Nothing like being humiliated by the Lord, is there? He can really put you in your place fast, can't he? Okay. Here's some tough theology. I love you guys. You don't have to agree with it. It doesn't matter. It is correct from my point of view. You can absorb it any way you want. Jonah chapter 4, verse 7. So we're going to do a few teachings on Jonah, but I'm not going to do them in sequential order. So this one's going to be kind of a middle, then we'll go backwards, then we'll go forwards. Jonah 4, 6 through 7. So the Lord God appointed a plant, and it grew up over Jonah to be a shade over his head to deliver him from his discomfort. And Jonah was extremely happy about the plant. But God appointed a worm when dawn came, and the next day it attacked the plant, and the plant withered. Here you go. God appointed the plant, right? What happened with the plant? Jonah was out there. It was really hot. God gave him a really cool plant. Plant went over his head. He's like, oh, yeah. Okay, he was already having an attitude problem. We'll get into that in the next segment. But like the shade over his head, nice, you know, a little bit of break from the sun, really cool, made him happy. Who appointed the plant? God appointed the plant. Ready? Verse 7, but God appointed a worm. See, here's the thing. God was like, oh, yeah, here's a plant. Oh, yeah, that's really cool. Okay. But Jonah was not being a really good prophet. In fact, he was being a really bad prophet, per se. And then after the Lord blessed him with a plant, then God sent him a worm. And the God, when he appointed the plant, that made Jonah happy. When he appointed the worm, that made Jonah sad and mad. Okay. Here's the thing I got to get to you. Ready? God appointed both the happy and the sad. Okay? You got to get out of your theology. Everything for you in your interpretive filter that's good is from God, and everything that is not good according to your filter is Satan. That's just so ridiculous. There is good and there is sad. There is happy and there is super duper tough. And all of those are sent by the Lord. If you're not sure about that, let me just help you out with a couple of scriptures. You know, we on this show, we talked about Job 1:21, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And we had a very good friend of the show, a caller calling and said, my pastor said that was Job saying it, not God saying it. That's absurd. I mean, you can't even believe that somebody would say that. Isaiah 38:15 and Isaiah 38:17 all talk about the Lord sending grief. And Isaiah the prophet writes, what a great benefit I received from that. It's like, oh, wait, what? In 1 Samuel 2:7, Hannah said, the Lord sends riches and poverty. And you have to understand that the Lord will often send happy, but he does send sad from time to time. There are trials that the Lord sends in your direction. You might not like them. I'm just going to go out on a limb and say when God gave Abraham all these great promises, I think Abraham was thinking, yeah, yeah, awesome, yeah. And then when God said, okay, you know this Isaac kid? Sacrifice him. I don't think Abraham was going, yeah, 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 yeah. I mean, that was a tough trial. Now, the Lord delivered him from the trial, but it was more of an examination for Abraham than anything else. And the idea for you and I to understand is that tough theology is sometimes the Lord sends these seasons that are just, they're great. And sometimes he sends you through seasons that are tough. As you will testify, even in agreement, Jesus, before he went into public ministry, went through testing in the wilderness. And the children of Israel, before they came into the promised land, went into the wilderness. Is that a coincidence? No. And for us to understand that there are times of testing, times of trial, times that the Lord not only permits but directs, that's just called honest. But what should our response be? The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a lot about us revealing what our own attitude is more than any of the other stuff. What object, by the way, was featured in Jacob's dream at Bethel? A ladder that went between heaven and earth. Some people believe the ladder was actually Jesus. It's an interesting concept, but the principle is there regardless. Gives you something to chew on. Here we go. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Destroying everyone and everything he finds. He's the hunt.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
Then they complained to Moses, against Moses and Aaron, and they said, it had been better for us to die in Egypt or even here in the wilderness. Their theory in that thought process is they're thinking, it'd be better for us if we just died in the wilderness or back in Egypt where we know where things were at, as opposed to going to a new land and being consumed by these big people. This is a terrible idea. There's some commentators that believe that their complaining really has to do with they thought it would be better to die over time in the wilderness or over time in Egypt versus going to the land and being immediately killed by these big people. And they were bumming. And look what they said. Wouldn't it be better to go back to Egypt? How quick we forget what the bondage is once you're out. How quickly do you forget the bondages that God brought you through once you're away from it? Like, I don't remember being that bad.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Okie dokie, we're rolling. We're already talking about Jonah. I'm not going to get into this right now too far in depth, and I'm just assuming there's a couple people listening that have taught on Jonah before, but it is a very curious element that when it talks about Jonah, when he begins to pray, once the fish has swallowed him, he cries out to the Lord from the bowels of the fish. I always thought it was kind of a weird, it's just one of those stories. Oh, we know it's true. Jesus quoted it. It's not a fable. It's not a metaphor. It's not anything like that. People just say, oh, that's just not true. It's like, okay, look, the Disney picture of Jonah sitting in a whale where he's got a fireplace and a window and he's on a chair and he's reading a newspaper, that is not real. However, the fish in that part of the waters could more than consume a 6'2", 6'4" man and keep him full and intact. That's one thing has nothing to do with the other. I just always thought it was weird that the scripture records that after Jonah has kind of settled it, he begins to pray and he begins to acknowledge, hey, this is, he's got seaweed wrapped around his head and it's just not a lot of room. Kind of like, you know, Paul, before he became Paul, he was Saul, and then God knocks him on his keister and blinds him. Just like not a lot of room there to go, it's not happening. I mean, he's blind and he's on his butt. I mean, come on. So anyway, I always thought it was funny that the scripture notes that he began to pray once he settled in. I, on the other hand, I've always thought and I've always taught, just so you can know, if I was Jonah and the fish was swallowing me, I think I'd be praying right then and there as my first leg went in. It's just a thought. I would just be like,
as soon as they open their mouth.
Yeah, as soon as you see it, like, it's not like the fish goes, hi, I'm going to swallow you whole now. Hope that's all good. Don't move or I'm going to tear off a limb. It's like, it's the, Jonah, how did you not scream right then and there? Okay, I'm just saying. Just one of those things that makes me think, wow. Those are some of the questions I'm going to ask when I get up there. Bottom line, you know you can reach us, 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483 by text or by call. 972-445-0770. These are going to get a little progressively harder, these trivia questions, as we're kind of trying to do that on our show. Here is a little simple, but I want you to dig for it. To what object, why are we using this word object all the time? To what object does James compare the tongue? Now, before you give all the answers, because I know you're getting ready to give all the answers, the hint on the answer I'm looking for has to do with nautical. Nautical. Don't forget our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. On the website's the info on my speaking, plus the opportunity for give, which we highly encourage you to do if you like the show, because we can't keep doing the show if you don't give. There it is. That's that simple. Hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email, and no, they don't pay me for this, just in case. Oh, you're getting paid for this. I pay $1,600 a month to do it. Yeah, no tithe there. Trust me, I ain't getting 16 grand.
Very true.
We'll talk about that sometime. Treasures in heaven, treasures in heaven, treasures in heaven. Leave it there. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. I also want you to know about history today, because there's a couple of things that are rather interesting. It's Milk Chocolate with Almonds Day. Okay.
That's my mom's favorite.
Is it really? Mm-hmm. My dad liked the Jordan almonds, and I liked when we would go to the movie theater, and I liked the chocolate. That's the ones I like with the almonds. That's cool. Video Games Day. I don't think that should be a holiday. I just don't buy it. National Blueberry Day. All I can think of is the original Willy Wonka when the girl eats that.
Turns into the big
right. Can't miss it. You can't miss that, folks. Come on.
I loved that movie.
The original was just so, the second one was kind of weird. And then National Ice Cream Sundae Day, but every day is actually National Ice Cream Sundae Day, so it doesn't bother me.
Every day is Ice Cream Day, Sweet Day, candy.
So, love it. Now, here's something a lot of people don't know historically. 1776, on this day, on July 8th, the Declaration of Independence, watch this, it's probably something you've never heard, had its first public reading. In other words, they signed it, they ratified it, did all this stuff. The first public reading was on 1776, July 8th. Oh, it's just like, it was? You know, you don't think of it that way. See, the way they used to communicate there wasn't quite the same as the newspapers or the internet now or television. And they did a public reading. Somebody stand on a box and read the whole thing. All right. First issue of Wall Street Journal, published in 1889, for those that have a care for that. And then finally, as those who are sci-fi fans will appreciate, in 1947 on this day, Roswell UFO incident, a report appears in the newspaper Roswell Daily Record, announcing that the RAAF captures flying saucer on a ranch in Roswell region. That's how the whole thing started. The only thing I find interesting about the whole one, we'll talk about the space aliens at some point. But the only thing I do find amazing is, we have theories. I just find it amazing that now that 1 billion people have phones that have cameras, now we got nothing. It's like, how does that happen? It's just one of those weird things. Drives me nuts. Okay. All right. So the trivia question, what object does James compare the tongue to? The answer is it's a nautical. Isn't water's nautical, right? Is it nautical? Does it sound right?
Nautical?
Yeah, right? Something like that.
Yeah. All right, we're close enough.
It's the water one, people. It's the water one. If you think you know, you can call in 972-445-0770. You can text 214-210-8483. It's a very small element, so it shouldn't be that hard to find. Jonah chapter 4, verse 1 through 2. It greatly displeased Jonah, and he became angry. This is as the people repented and God had mercy on the people of Nineveh. He prayed to the Lord and said, "Please, Lord, was this not what I said when I was still in my own country? Therefore, in order to forestall this, I fled to Tarshish, for I knew you were a gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness, and one who relents concerning calamity." So, number one, I just want to point this out to you, and I want you to check your own spirit. He was angry because the people repented. And you know how you'll have political sides, and you'll have social issue sides, and you'll have sports sides, and you'll have, family sides, and all these different things. And if somebody comes over or kind of changes, you don't get angry. I'm so mad they agree with me now. It's like, that's so bizarre. It's by its own way, it's bizarre. He got mad because they repented. They were mad. Remember the parable Jesus told about the guys in the field, and they went out and they worked the 11th, the first hour, second hour, third hour, fourth, sixth, seventh, eighth. It's just like, and then the people were mad. And like, I think the premise there, besides the idea of everybody thinking it's unfair, I've had to be working longer, is that aren't we supposed to be happy when people are we supposed to be yay, right? I mean, so he was mad. And there's five things that God is listed as being: gracious, compassionate, slow to anger, abundant in loving kindness, and one who relents concerning calamity. In other words, he will move what he was planning to do if there's a proper response. If there's no response, that calamity, by the way, is coming. Here's the bottom line. Jonah had an attitude problem, and he carried it with him into ministry. And for those who don't think ministers have attitude problems, just read the book of Jonah. You're seeing that he has an attitude problem, and he is being, can I just say it? Two things I want to say here. Total whiny baby head, okay? Total whiny baby head. And then a total sin head. Because here he is going, I can't believe it. I preached and they repented. So you did your job. You spoke for God. They turned to God. God has people that have come back to him now, and you're mad. Was there really any reason for him to be mad? Isn't Jesus saying to Peter in regards to John something we should all be operating in? What is that to thee? Followest thou me? In other words, when Peter was told, yeah, your death's going to be a bummer, because that's what he told him. And then he looks at John, and he goes, what about him? What about him? And Jesus goes, what do you care? Your job is to follow me. Our job is not to be – our job is to do our job. Our job is to not tell God how the rest of that should flush out. And so whatever the Lord's going to do, he's going to do. And if he's given you a commission to do something, you do it. And how it turns out, it's really not in your hands, is it? You don't save anybody. You don't heal anybody. You don't do anything to anybody. If anything happens where the kingdom of God comes in, it comes because of God. The fact that you got to participate and be a vessel of it, cool. You get to partner with God. That's it. Nothing else. And in this case, you get to see that a prophet of God, not a false prophet, a genuine, real, right to the realness. I mean, he even ran away from God. God caught him, brought him back, had him do all this stuff. A real man of God, prophet of God, was still just operating in the worst attitude. Lest you think that ministers or people that are in leadership positions or so on and so forth are all of this great, gracious, glowing spirit. Let me simply say, I don't think you would have thought that if you were in the temple when Jesus was driving out the animals and flipping over tables. I think you would have thought, uh-oh. Yeah? Okay. All right, answer to the trivia question. To what object does James compare the tongue? The rudder on a ship, very small rudder, but it does decide the direction the big ship goes. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Can't stand the skill, can't stand the shame.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
The David Spoon Experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me welcome to the show, very proudly and honorably, Roma Downey and Mark Burnett, two people who have spearheaded the miniseries, the epic miniseries, The Bible, which I think we've talked about in this show 900 times, because it is an incredible series. And I just want to say welcome to both of you. Thank you for joining us here.
Thank you so much. We're now on the David Spoon Experience.
Yeah, I mean that in a quarter, and you still can't make a phone call.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I haven't heard that clip for a while from Mark Burnett and Roma Downey. So if you guys don't know who Mark Burnett and Roma Downey was, they are... Mark Burnett's the guy that's responsible for five of the top 15 shows on television. Survivor and all the, those things where you say, Mark Burnett, that's him. And so they did that series on the Bible. And he was the guy that first said, he's the first person to ever say this. He goes, I've been spoonatized. So I said, what? He goes, I've been spoonatized. I thought, that's a brilliant saying.
Right? She's genius.
I mean, it's just like, wow, spoonatized. I like it. Okay. I can't use it anywhere, but, you know, it's
I
nice.
I mean, just in case, you know, you have another guest, they can say they've been spoonatized.
Great. I can say it afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay.
See?
Been spoonatized. There you go. Let's see. That's right, folks. It's that kind of day. Just let it alone. If you want to reach out to us, you know you can call us, right? You can call. I mean, T is right there by the phone. She's even got a power grip close to her. She can just grab the phone. We're going to get one of those extenders so she can just squeeze that little handle thing in it, you know, those
right.
little things. Just picks up the phone and puts it by her ear. 972-445-0770. Laugh. Life is not that bad, and soon you're going to be in heaven, so you might as well smile about it. 972-445-0770 is the number to call. 214-210-8483 is the number to text. What did Joseph instruct to be put into Benjamin's sack? Remember when the 11 brothers visited Joseph when Joseph was in charge of Egypt? In a very sneaky manner, he told his servants or people that were under him to put something into Benjamin's sack. What was it? What was it he told them to do? That's in Genesis for those that are trying to track that down towards the end of the book. That's all I'll give you. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email. What is email?
It's like amen with mail.
Oh, you are. That is a. We should have a Christian email called amail for amen.
Bam.
Okay. It's on it's on record right now. It's live. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Now let's hear from our ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, He
get the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, and flood cleanup, sewage removal, other restoration services. If you've got a problem, Mr. Restore has an answer. How about that? They have free evaluations, advanced drying technologies. They work with all the insurance companies. They're A-plus rated with the BBB, and they have thousands of happy customers. If something happens to your church, to your building, to your house, to your apartment, to your office, whatever, and you need it cleaned up, you need it damaged cleaned up, you need water damage, fire damage, anything, you can count on Mr. Restore to get it right for you. You go to Mr. Restore.com. MrRestore.com. You can also connect through our website, HeMustIncrease.org. Trivia question on the board, because we're going to go right into the teaching. What did Joseph instruct to be put into Benjamin's sack? There's actually two answers for those that are thinking about it. There are two answers. Anytime I give an answer, and if you're close in that range or it's close, it's fine. Okay, what do we got? Do we got somebody calling in? Okay, we had a ding, ding, ding before we had the call. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David. This is Eric.
Hi, like Eric.
Spoonatized.
Hey, hi, brother. How are you?
Pretty good here. I'd like to answer the trivia question.
Absolutely. The floor is yours. What did Joseph instruct to be put into Benjamin's sack?
A silver cup.
That is correct. Now, there's one other answer that goes with that. Do you remember what that is? He did have the silver cup put in there, but there was one other thing that snuck in there, too. Do you remember what that was? It was the grain money, the money for the grain that they had. That's right. So he had. It was not just the cup, but it was also the dough that they had spent to get the grain. Wow.
Well, I guess I didn't get fully spoonatized.
Well, I think you did, because when you get that close, the big thing was the cup, because the cup was Joseph's property. And that's when you're taking at least he was third in command. I think they would say, I mean, there's some people that say he was second in command, but it kind of seems like there's a third in command kind of element. And the reality check is that when you have your property stolen and somebody is caught with it, they are immediately executed. And so the fact that he wasn't immediately executed was amazing. So he had the cup, and then he also had along with the silver or the money for the grain. There you go. What do you think?
There you go.
All right, my brother. You doing good?
Doing great.
All right. You know, you're in my prayers all the time. You know that, right?
Hey, thank you. Thank you, David.
You're
mine also.
You are more than welcome, my brother.
All right.
God bless.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. Eric calling in. Good job.
I knew he was going to answer it right. That's why the ding-ding.
So you did the ding-ding ahead, just giving Eric the credit.
Big time.
All right. I'm going to give you that one. That's a good one. It was the goblet, and it was the do-re-mi for the green. And so, yeah, but just think about that. If you had taken something, this, you got to think back in the time, though. You're not, you know, we're not thinking now. Stop thinking America anything. Think way back. But when you stole, they cut your hands off. I mean, think way back. If you stole something, I mean, he was this guy at this level, immediate execution. I mean, I just like to be there to see what happened, because all the brothers going, oh, what a moment.
That's like the big news around town.
Yeah, that would have been like, wow. All right, let's get to this. I want to teach on this. Don't get mad at me. I love you guys anyway. Jonah 4, 8 through 11. When the sun came up, God appointed a scorching east wind. The sun beat down on Jonah's head, so he became faint and begged with all his soul to die, saying, death is better to me than life. Then God said to Jonah, do you have good reason to be angry about the plant? And he said, I have good reason to be angry, even to death. And then the Lord said, you had compassion on a plant for which you did not work, and which you did not cause to grow, which came up overnight and perished overnight. Should I not have compassion on Nineveh, the great city in which there are more than 120,000 persons who do not know the difference between their right hand and their left hand, as well as the many animals? All right, let's just say it. Okay? Don't get mad at me. Jonah, drama king. Do you ever meet somebody? Drama king? That's what my wife calls me. She goes, you are such a drama king. It's like, okay. God says to him, is this justified, this attitude? Look what Jonah says. When God says, do you have good reason to be angry about the plant? Here's Jonah's response. I have good reason to be angry, even to death. This guy did not take his orange juice in the morning. He is just
big time.
He is just, I don't think people are getting this exchange here. This is not a polite exchange. This is a dramatic exchange. And so he's defiant before the Lord. Now, none of us have ever said that to the Lord in our actions, right? Okay, so I'm not worried about that. But God's response is, you care more about plants, more about nature, more about the earth, more about that than you care about the people. And you are more concerned about this thing that was making you happy, even if the people are wayward. And now they're coming back to me, and now they're turning towards me, and people are important to God. Now, I'm going to get some emails here, and it's not that I don't love you. But Jesus didn't die for the dog. You can't get mad at me about that. He died for people. I'm not the one that created this system. I'm not the originator of it. Jesus died on the cross for people. Okay? I still like Billy Graham's statement, you know, if the is my puppy going to be in heaven? If that's what it takes for heaven to be heaven. I mean, that's a really nice statement. I love it. I support it. I love Billy Graham. I don't know if it's true or not, but I hope it is. But God cares about people. And these people were wayward. And they were going to perish under the calamity of God forever. So God sent them a messenger. And the messenger gave them the message, and they repented, and they turned, and they fasted. They put sackcloth and ashes on their head, and they sought the Lord, and the Lord had mercy on the people. And the person who was involved was mad because he had a plant that fell apart. And God was like, let me get this straight. You're mad about the plant, but you're not really concerned about the 120,000 people that were going to die. And that's the ridiculousness of that situation. Now watch. And that's why God left it in the book. So you and I can read it and go, oh, okay, that's kind of dumb. Because it is kind of dumb. It's not that I don't love my animals. Don't get that weird thing going on. It's people sending me stuff like that. It's just this. When we have a priority of a plant over a person, there's something wrong, okay? There be whales. I mean, there'd be a problem. It's like I'm trying to tell you, don't do that. Because God's gospel is for people whom he created in his design to be his children. And we got to have a right heart for that. So if you're having a little check in your spirit, bring that before the Lord and say, hey, clean that up. That's like a bad virus that's got to go. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I promise this next one going to be a real blessing. Don't go anywhere.
Get your real estate agents here on sale. Only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you? A dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple, and there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media, and on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section, and it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a Tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a Petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, as opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored, impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. I love shows like today. There's teaching in there, but there's fun, and it's, you know, it's like we're in the middle of the week, and yeah, I know.
It's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. You kind of get through. Just smile, be encouraged, be strengthened in the Lord. That's what you want to be. By the way, before we get into the last trivia question, the last little teaching, I do want to make sure you understand something. When you and I do something in the kingdom of God, I've had the blessing to be able to share with people and to communicate and to, you know, pray with people and to have people, you know, make a decision for the Lord and to have people make a rededication to the Lord. Just the whole, like, just kind of like go through the gamut. I have news for you. If I didn't do it, somebody else would have done it. In other words, God doesn't operate and go, oh my gosh, I couldn't have done it without Dave. That has never been true, ever. Nor will that ever be true for you and I, ever. And the reason that I bring that up is just remember the story of Esther when Mordecai said, look, if you are there for this purpose, and that's great, but if you don't do it, God will bring this about one way or another. It's like, you know, that won't be good for you in your house, but God will have this happen. I just don't want you to get the idea that it's all dependent on you. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, it's all on me. No. Anything that God does and or doesn't do, whatever that is in the direction of your life, if you really trust him, really believe in him, if you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, then you recognize that God does things at different times, in different ways, even things that you don't get or understand. And I have found in my lifetime that some of my dumbest and biggest mistakes have turned out to be afterwards some of the biggest moments that God has inserted his fingerprint. I always thought that was cool. It's like, I love grace. Grace is so cool. Unmerited. I cannot earn it. I love it. Just never forget that. That's just good stuff to remember. Okay. Here's our last trivia question. You can call in 214-210-8483. You can text in. See, I did that wrong. 214-210-8483, or you can call 972-445-0770. What animal did Samson kill on the way to Timnah? Dude's on the way. Okay, you guys should kind of know this one. Dude's on the way. Samson, okay, real guy. Dude's on the way. Kills an animal on the way. Another anti-PETA scripture. So what can he do? I can't do anything about that, folks. What animal did Samson kill on the way, if you have an idea? All right. I do want to share this. This is I was going to teach on something else in this last section, but I just decided that this thing from Ray, Pastor Ray sent me another devotional thing, just super-duper-duper good. Just super, super, super good. And I just want to share it and kind of hint off it and give you a chance to let it minister to you. Listen to what he's quoting out of the Acts 13:2. As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Spirit said. Okay, so here's Ray Bentley from Maranatha Chapel, one of his devotionals. A group of believers in the early church at Antioch met to fast and pray while using their respective gifts, doing what God had equipped them to do and sincerely seeking his will, and then the Holy Spirit spoke to them. This is significant. We think we need to go to a cave or to isolate ourselves in nature in order to hear the voice of God in a dramatic fashion. We know about Moses and the burning bush and Saul/Paul's dramatic encounter on the road to Damascus, but those encounters are the exception. For most of us, most of the time, when God speaks to us, it's while we're going about our daily business, exercising our gifts, and keeping our hearts open to the Holy Spirit's prompting. Those encounters are just as significant. This is Ray sharing. One of my most dramatic spiritual encounters occurred while I was pulling weeds. Now, this story reminded me of Pastor Kurt at Stillwater Community Church, who had a massive revelation from the Lord. Had a very interesting encounter with the Lord while he was working in his basement. And it's just like, you just don't know where the Lord's going to go, bazinga. And you're going to be like, where did that come from? So here's what he wrote. During a difficult trial, I was frustrated and anxious and taking it out on the backyard weeds. As I yanked and pulled and threw dirt around, I told God I just didn't know what to do anymore, that he would have to handle everything because I certainly couldn't. And he spoke, and he reassured me about my circumstances and gave me guidance, and peace flooded my soul, and I knew he was in control, and that was a very pivotal moment in my life in ministry. These believers in the book of Acts were ministering to the Lord. They were attending to the Lord, worshiping either through praise and prayer or their deeds, and they had fasted. Their hearts were eagerly seeking him. As we do the work that God has set before us, a specific job, a task, a responsibility, a ministry, a study, or wherever he has placed us, we can expect to hear from the Lord. How does he speak? It could be through a person, through his word, a message, circumstances, a small, still voice of the Holy Spirit, or any way he chooses. Just be sure to listen. This is an exceptionally good devotion. Okay, now Ray does great writing, and like I told you before, he's one of the best Old Testament teachers that I've ever heard in my life, and I've heard a lot of them. But this is a great and brilliant insight into how God speaks to you and I. Most of us would prefer that we get a telegram from the Lord, and the telegram says, this is from the Lord. This is the message that Jesus has for you. Tear the perforated top, open it up, and you'll see what it is. That is not normally how the Lord speaks to people. Now, I know that's how we want him to speak to us. It's just not how he normally does. A lot of times it's in circumstances. A lot of times it's when we actually come to an end of ourselves that we begin to hear him. Most often what I do is I flood the mind pool with as much as I can, trying to get the answer and sort it out. Usually when it's drained and there's no water left in my mind, then the Lord speaks or shares or directs. Because usually it takes the end of me to find the beginning of him. And it's like, it's not even proverbial. It's just like when we're done doing all of it, then it's like, okay, that's all I got. And then the answer comes. And it's like, isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? No, that's kind of how it normally goes. When you come to an end of you, then you can come to the beginning of him. In my weakness is where the strength is. His grace is made perfect in that weakness. Why? Because it's that moment that you know only God could be doing this because I'm done. I mean, this is, do you think this is abnormal? I mean, God had Gideon lose 98% of his army just because he said, you know, if you fight with this army, you're all going to say you did it. I'm going to wipe all those people out. Just I'm going to remove them all from Israel. Now you just do it with this small group. Then he'll know I did it. And that's how he operates. So while you're going about your business, while you're doing the things you're supposed to be doing, and while you're doing the best to be doing them, keep listening. Because if there's something that God wants to tell you, he will. When the Lord wants you to hear it, you will, but you have to listen. Because remember, when Jesus was in a situation and the Lord, the Father spoke, and some people said it thundered because they weren't listening very carefully. And that was when God the Father was speaking. And they mistook it for thunder. But the other people around didn't, and Jesus said, my Father said this because of this reason. I'm trying to encourage your ear to listen. You don't have to be young in the faith or old in the faith or anything. Just got to be in the faith. And by the way, the Lord never stops talking to his kids. He never stops communicating. Even if he's simply communicating his love and his encouragement and his commitment to you, which he promises he will never separate from you, he will never depart from you, he will never, ever leave you. Even if you're just hearing that message over and over again, it's the greatest message there is. I find in my walk, just knowing and believing that God is with me is about 80%. That is for me anyway. All right, folks, let's answer the question. What animal did Samson kill on his way to Timnah? A lion, a young little lion. Oh, that's so mean. Just part of the story, folks. Just take a deep breath. It's okay. All right, get ready for Ephesians tomorrow. You have been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break. Then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.